With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The Israeli military today entered Gaza's main hospital after killing five Hamas gunmen in a firefight outside the facility.
The Israeli Defense Forces say that they are carrying out what they say are precise and targeted operations inside Al-Shifa Hospital, the largest hospital in Gaza. And a spokesman for the IDF says that no fighting has taken place inside the hospital. We understand that more than 100 Israeli troops are inside, and they are ordering men over the age of 16 to come out into the courtyard. A journalist inside the hospital has told us that the Israeli military is in complete control of the hospital and that they have been going from room to room, floor to floor, interrogating people.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen reporting from southern Israel. Also at SRNnews.com, House Speaker Mike Johnson was able to win bipartisan support for a temporary funding bill to avert a government shutdown later this week. Democrats helped pass the measure, while more than 90 Republicans voted no. Some on the right flank of the GOP demanded budget cuts.
We're not surrendering. We're fighting. But you have to be wise about choosing the fights. You got to fight the fights that you can win. And we're going to. And you're going to see this House majority stand together on our principle. And we're going to do that.
The Senate is now taking up the budget bill. Senator Bernie Sanders acted as a referee during a congressional hearing yesterday when a heated argument between a Republican senator and the Teamsters president started spiraling out of control.
No, no, sit down. Sit down. Okay. You know, you're a United States senator. Sit down.
Acted.
Oh, okay. Sit down, please.
All right.
Can I respond?
Hold it.
After the hearing, Sanders called the exchange absurd. It'll be a high-stakes diplomacy in Northern California today when President Biden meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping. This is SRN News. A leading Christian researcher says part of the reason America is in trouble is because her churches have gone astray. Dr. George Barna is co-founder of the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
As we've interviewed senior pastors across the country, we found that there are five factors that our churches typically measure. How many people show up, how much money we raise, how many programs we offer, how many staff people we've hired, and how much square footage we built out. Jesus didn't die for any of those things.
And he says there's another problem.
Also, in interviewing pastors of churches across the country, what we find is that only 37% of Christian pastors have a biblical worldview. That's barely one-third.
Barna says if churches don't fix the problems within their own walls, they will never be able to influence the country. He's out with a new book, Raising Spiritual Champions. This is SRN News. One pro-life GOP senator is hoping to convince Senator Tommy Tuberville to end his holds on military promotions. Bob Agnew reports it could be a way forward for pro-military conservatives who also oppose abortion.
Senator Dan Sullivan says he, like Tuberville, opposes the Pentagon's use of tax dollars to pay for abortions, but says
there's a lot of other ways we can continue to fight this.
One is to remove the holds on high-level career military leaders who Sullivan says President Biden doesn't care about.
And put the hold on the civilian DOD official who's actually in charge of the policy.
A simple matter of strategy, says Sullivan.
We care way more about we Republicans than the military than they do. You never take a hostage that you care about more than your opponent.
Sullivan told the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt he's also working with Tuberville to sue the DOD over its abortion policy. Bob Agnew reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.